Welcome to Betting the Buckets, the basketball-filled sports betting podcast that gives you all the information that you need to bang the book. My name is Cole Ryan, and I'm your host for this quick shot of basketball. Some people call it hump day, but here at Betting the Buckets, we like to call it hoops day because it's middle of the week, great basketball, and of course, we're that much closer to the weekend, and that is always a good thing. I once again have a loaded show, which is jam-packed with information. I'm going to serve it up in a quick-like fashion to keep you not only informed in the NBA, but moving along with your day. I know that's important to you, and it's important to me, too. I'm going to start things off by looking back at a few select games and going the extra mile by digging up some information in the Beyond the Box Score segment. Then it's time to talk handicapping angles. This year, I try to break down different angles and some basketball betting bits that hopefully will make you a better handicapper when it comes to the NBA. And today I'm going to talk about the point spread, not only a little bit about it, but what to look for and when to bet it and things of that nature. So hopefully it'll keep you in the winning side of things. And then as always, I'm going to advance to the new month because December's here. Break down the teams that may be in a good or bad scheduling spot in the segment affectionately and appropriately named the Calendar Crunch. So make sure you have your writing utensils ready as I want to make sure that you circle your calendar. And finally, I'm going to serve up a pick against the spread for Hoops Day in the NBA as I finally won a game. Well, kind of, but more on that later. As always, the show is blazing quick with a pick, so let's get things going. Beyond the Box Score. Again, simply looking back at games, finding things that stood out from different, not necessarily angles, but definitely players or teams. And things that jump off the map. But you know what? When you do this as long as I've been doing it, you start to see some things that jump out that actually become handicapping angles. Beyond the Box Score reveals handicapping angles. So I'm going to talk about a few. But first, let's start off with how stupid the media is. Now, this might sound a little weird to you because technically I am the media. But man, I'm talking about, of course, my beloved Boston Celtics. Al Horford, he got criticized for missing Monday's game in Miami to be at the birth of his daughter. Really? It's the NBA. There's 82 games. That's like 500 games in football season. There's just too many games to be worked up about this. Think about something else to do. But it does make me think of an angle that I like to talk about because the Celtics won that game without him. It's what I like to call the superstar subtraction. When you know a star player, and again, that's a vague term, but you know what I'm talking about, is out of a game for one reason or another, usually due to injury, other players tend to step up. Do you want proof? Isaiah Thomas is usually the superstar, especially when Al Horford is gone. He only shot 7 for 23, so how'd the Celtics win? Simple. They put 6 players in double figures. They never trailed after the midpoint of the first quarter. And of the 10 Celtics who played, 9 had an assist. Now, when I reveal the handicapping angles, much like a lot of the things I do here in Betting the Buckets, it is never an automatic play. So you don't always play when a star player is out, and I'll give you an example of that in a second. And you don't always play against a team when a star player comes back, because that's usually how you play this theory. You play against that player, or against that team, rather, when that player comes back. So you play on the team when they lose the player, against them when they come back. Because when they come back in the lineup, all these role players that stepped up and played so well, they're now going to be looking to that player to carry the load. Usually it doesn't happen. Usually they lose. Another game, the Toronto blowout of the Philadelphia 76ers revealed another handicapping angle. I call it, what goes up must come down. Quite simply, in the NBA, if you have a great night, it's hard to repeat it in back-to-back games, especially when that night is record-setting. Kyle Lowry, record-setting night against the Sixers. Club record, hit all 6 of his 3-pointers for a game-high 24 points. By the way, the Raptors own a 13-straight game winning streak against the Sixers. Not important, but just thought I'd throw that in there. But Lowry, he had 8 assists and 4 boards too. He wasn't the only one. 6 players scored in double figures for the Raptors. They took the lead late in the fourth quarter, never looked back. Their third consecutive win. Toronto's a team, 69% from 3-pointers, and all 5 starters scored in double figures for the first time this season. So that means they don't do this a lot. Hey, I'm going to throw more on the fire here. The Raptors reserves combined to score a season high 51 points. So Lowry broke a record. The starters were all in double figures for the first time this year. And the bench season high 51 points. It is hard to back that up. So look to fade a team, in this case, the Raptors, if you will, after a performance like this, because they just can't do it again. Again, not an automatic play, just something that you want to keep on your radar. Now, what you're thinking, hey, Cole, Joel Embiid didn't play for the Sixers. You just told me, superstar subtraction, you play on a star player when he's out. You play on the team when he's out. You do. He's the team's leading scorer, but he's rested as part of a back-to-back game injury rehabilitation program. Now, that doesn't make a difference, but why I'm telling you not to bet on Philly when he's out is because it's different, because Philly has no talent outside of this guy. You want to argue they have talent? Hit me up on Twitter. You know how to reach me, at ColeRyan9. I'm ready and willing to listen, but they have no talent. So buyer beware. Speaking of that, let's go to handicapping angles. I want to talk about line moves and when do you bet in the NBA, because the NBA is a bit different from the NFL. The NFL, usually you'll get sharp money on teams early in the week, and then, of course, it'll play out all week, and it'll move for public and injuries and all that. The NBA is a bit different, because it's every night, nightly basis. The games usually come out after after the games are completed. Sometimes it varies on the time based on injuries or whatever. I'm afraid I'm not going to give you the best advice here, because, again, it'll probably sound a little vanilla, but I think it's true. You bet when you're ready to bet. Sounds stupid, right? I get it. But let me talk about my play in the Thunder and the Knicks. Some people may have lost that game, because maybe they didn't bet until that total went up to nearly 215.5, 216. I got it much, much earlier. So I won. I knew who was going to play. I knew there weren't going to be injury concerns for me. And I knew I liked it. I also thought that sharps would like it, and I thought it would go up, so I pounced on it early. For you, it's all about the game you play. So make sure you pay attention. If there's injuries that you think may play a role, wait. If not, go get it. If the public's pounding on the side you don't want, wait. Maybe you'll get a better line on the other side. It's all about value. Take that into account. Quickly, let's jump over to the counter crunch. There's a few crunches. I talked about the Hawks last time. I'm bringing them up again because they're not only on a tough road trip, but they're now on a three-game losing streak. And not only that, they played their hearts out against the Warriors only to lose. Now, they're going to end the road trip they're on in Phoenix before going home to play the Pistons. And again, I talked about this. They're going to Canada. They play a back-to-back spot, which will be their seventh game in 11 games overall, fifth and seven nights, and their eighth road game in the last nine games overall. So there are plenty of spots to fade these Hawks. So I'm telling you this now because it's Wednesday, and some of those spots may come before we talk again. So make sure to look out for them, because somehow the Hawks are road favorites in Phoenix. Suns have had 2 days off, and the game against the Hawks will be their second game in 7 days. So technically, the Suns are in a good calendar crunch. When I talk about the calendar crunch, I don't often get picks, but stay tuned. I also brought up the Lakers last time. If you want to know about their crunch, please go back to Monday's show. I thought it was a great show, so you can listen to it again if you want, if you forgot. But right now, I want to talk about upcoming crunches. Three teams, the Bulls, the Grizzlies, Sixers, all will play five games, seven nights. Although the Sixers, they've got a four-game homestand in there, so they kind of got an easier one, if you will. And the last note, Cleveland will play a back-to-back the first week of December against the Clippers, which will be a big game, and then at home against the Bulls. And don't be surprised, and I mean don't be surprised, if they rest LeBron. I doubt they will, but that's a lot of travel in a back-to-back spot. Usually that's a spot where they want to rest them, but LeBron playing against Dwayne Wade, maybe he won't. Just keep an eye on it. I'm not saying it's automatic. Now let's get to the pick against the spread. Before I get to the pick against the spread, I want to let you know that this pick against the spread segment of Bang the Book Radio is presented by BetDSI Sportsbook. Bang the Book Radio listeners have an excellent promo code right now. You can use the promo code BTBRadio. It's good for a $10 free bet. What do you got to lose? Bet on the NBA for free. I like it. Not only that, but if you want to deposit, you're eligible for a 50 to 100% deposit bonus based on the amount of your initial deposit. So check out BetDSI. I bet with them now. I love them. I think they're great. Check it out. Now, I won my last pick out, Thunder and the Knicks. I'm taking the win. I really do. First of all, I won, so that's one reason. But if you didn't get it, I'm sorry. I didn't specify when to bet or when to take it or maybe where it would cap. And trust me, I wouldn't have said don't take it if it's 215.5, 216. So maybe I could be more precise. I'll take that hit, but I like it. I like it, and it's a winner, so I'm going to count it. Who am I on tonight? You already heard. Phoenix Suns. I'm taking the Phoenix Suns over the Atlanta Hawks. Now, looking back to the Suns game against the Nuggets, and I know it because I was on the Suns and I lost, they learned a lot of lessons from that. the Suns' first half was so disappointing. They were beaten twice with different units. The starters were down 11-0 to open the game. Okay, so they started off slow. Then an all-reserves lineup was outscored by 14-0 to start the second quarter. So to me, this Phoenix Suns team was in their worst halftime hole of the year, trailing by 20 points. What goes down must come up. It can work the other way. So now the Suns said, hey, we've got to straighten this out. Not only that, but they lost the third consecutive home game. So now they have urgency to win at home. And they gave up 120 points for the sixth time this season. I'm going to chalk that up to being tired. I told you guys about that road trip they were on during the calendar crunch. Now the Hawks, they're on the road trip. Plus, they came up short in that game against Golden State. Several key possessions, in the third and fourth quarters where they could have done well, they made small mistakes like not using enough shot clock, turning over the ball. These things will come back to haunt them. Plus, they had a recent players-only meeting. Nothing came from it. Nothing. You can say that what came from it is that they pushed the Warriors all the way and they could have beat them on Monday night, but they lost. So to me, a team that loses their third straight game, their sixth time in seven nights, and now I'm getting 6 points. I see 5.5s out there, by the way. You can take that too. Phoenix wins this game, so you want to sprinkle a little bit on the money line? Go for it. I think it's going to happen, but I'll take those points. Give me the 5.5 just for record-keeping purposes in case anybody's asking next time we talk, and that will do it for the show. Thanks for stopping by and taking some time to listen in to this Hoops Day edition of Betting the Buckets.